Welcome back to your hometown. The stop today is the Village of Addison. Tag along, and we'll show you why Addison is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
You really should check out
Lisa.
Interrupting everybody today. Thanks, David Jennings. Check out the video that John Hansen and Mike Piff did of Addison. There's so many wonderful things visually to see. That's on WGNRadio.com. Susan Cargill is the director of Addison Center for the Arts. Susan, this is near and dear to my heart. I spent over a decade on the Illinois Arts Council, and I just wish that everyone was as active and had a great arts center like you do in Addison.
Lisa, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. And I have to correct you. I'm not the director of the Addison Center for the Arts. I'm just a board member. But I want to tell you
we just booted you up. We gave you the title apparently today.
Thank you. Oh, and I'd get paid then too. So that would be good. But anyway, no, I'm happy to volunteer my time. Okay, we are a not-for-profit organization that brings art to the community. And that includes visual art as well as performing art. We believe that art should play a vital role in a community. And by the way, we're just one of the recipients of the profits from our annual Mayor's Community Charity Ball that was held last weekend. It was a great black tie optional event, and it raised, over the years, it has raised well over $1 million.
Wow.
And it's divided between, this year it was 14 Addison charities. So, and it's a wonderful social event. We always look forward to it.
That's fun. So, do I understand this right, that the Addison Center for the Arts opened the doors of its new home at Addison Trail High School?
Yes. We're not part of, we are in the building. We just have a corner of the building. We're at the north end. We have our own little marquee that says Addison Center for the Arts, and it works well. This Saturday, for example, we have a show from 1 to 4. It's a reception, actually, for the Addison Art Guild member show. That's a separate organization, but this year we'll host 2 of its shows. And it's always free. Everyone's welcome to attend. The parking, it's a lot easier to attend something in Addison than it is to go downtown to a gallery.
Yeah.
By the way, we love hosting art shows featuring our elementary and high school students. And we've got other fantastic free, everything's free at the Art Center, including unique art shows, photography exhibits, some performing arts. And one of the things we like to do is work with other groups, for example, the Illinois State Poetry Society. With them, we pair artists with their poets for a wonderful program in our little black box theater that we share with the high school. That happened.
And I understand that's not really a little theater. Am I understanding there's 1,200 seats there?
Oh, no, that's the big theater.
Okay.
The big theater. I'm talking about the little black box theater that has probably roughly 125 seats or something like that.
I thought maybe you were being modest.
No, not me. Anyway, and I also wanted to tell you something else that we do that's fun. During the summer, Addison Center for the Arts sponsors small Tuesday night gazebo concerts on their village green. Not to be confused with Thursday's Big Rock and Wheels. That's an extravaganza. That's wonderful. That's on Thursdays. But in our little gazebo concerts, over the past 30-some years, we've had everything from mariachis to steel drum bands to rock and roll. And last summer, our little concerts are, I'm doing air quotes here, very old-fashioned Americana type, end of air quotes, offered music from jazz to classical.
That's wonderful.
It's fun. The lineup of performers will be on social media after the first of the year.
Wonderful.
And people are just welcome to bring a lawn chair, a glass of wine, whatever, sit at a picnic bench and enjoy the music.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think that you represent Addison very well. And like I said, it's so crucial. The arts are so crucial. They're a part of our everyday lives. We don't recognize it. But I love that you're giving that exposure to high school students so they can, you know, walk into their high school and know on one corner of the high school, there is the Arts Center. That means so much.
True. And we are supported by, as you said, Illinois Arts Council, National Endowment for Arts, in the Village of Addison. And I've lived here for 60 years, and it is a friendly place to live. I really, really enjoy it.
That's wonderful. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to
Bye.
You. That's Susan Cargill. She is on the board of directors for the Addison Center for the Arts.